The voice of Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine. Good Thursday morning to all of you. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome into X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network. Dan Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. We appreciate you joining us no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo. No matter who you are, where you are, how you're listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. You can join the show at any time. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. We're on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are you today? Happy Thursday. Thirsty Thursday today. Very exciting.
Yeah, we're doing good over here. You're still a little vaxxed out. I don't know.
Oh, this is trash.
This hopefully this is the last day for you. This is, I think, 3 days is basically the max.
Yeah, what happened to 24 hours?
I don't know. It didn't affect me one bit. I don't know how much it affected. It literally, like,
which one did you get?
Moderna.
Okay.
Yeah, like, legitimately, I didn't even notice at all.
And I got Pfizer, so we're representing all of them.
Look at us.
This is by far the worst one.
I mean, I guess the one and done means maybe there's a little more juice in that one.
Anthony, you've never this is your first regret of a one and done?
Yeah, I don't even get flu shots.
I know we've all regretted a couple shots we've taken, that's for sure.
Yeah, Rumpelmann's. It's usually up there. It never made me feel like this. I've been up
R&R.
I've been up every hour, like on the hour. The Tigers played yesterday though, so that was fun, right? They scored 17. We'll get into that. Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media, so you'll hear from the Packers quarterback. If you missed that yesterday. He talks, he's very candid, very open, very honest about what he wanted, what the conversation was. He was not happy about the fact that some information was leaked. There was ESPN, there were some questions about Adam Schefter and why he reported it on draft day. And it like, I don't know, for some, it might have hurt Schefter's credibility. I don't think that it did at all. That's when the news came out of, you know, Schefter saying that, hey, Rodgers is unhappy with the situation in Green Bay, and had the 49ers not taken Trey Lance, there's an assumption they would have made a run at Aaron Rodgers. So Adam Schefter's reporting is, you know, next to gospel. You know, that guy doesn't need me to speak up for him. That's for sure. But Aaron Rodgers, very informative yesterday at the press conference. I actually really enjoyed that. Is ESPN behind the Big 12 meltdown right now? It is teams like Texas and Oklahoma fleeing for the SEC. Well, Bob Bowlesby, the commissioner of the Big 12, believes that ESPN is behind this mess. We'll get into Lions camp day number one, a common theme for all involved there in Allen Park, and a common theme for a lot of guys that were on this team last year that are in some new places. Plus, the NBA draft is tonight. We can finally, the Pistons have been on the clock today. They officially get on the clock. Round one, pick number one. Very, very exciting. If you're a Detroit Pistons fan, this could be the pick that propels them to being a, 40-41 win team. It gets them into the playoffs. Like, this could be it. They were close last year. That much is for certain. They were close. They benched Mason Plumlee, they sat Jeremy Grant at times, and they sat both of those guys. You know, what they said was, you know, injuries or the rest or whatever. But we all know, like, had those guys been playing and they wanted to actually, you know, go after chasing Dubs, I think they would have been a lot more successful. And, you know, Troy Weaver talking about this team's only got 20 wins. Everybody fits. I think he's a very candid, very open, very honest kind of GM. I like him a lot, and I'm excited to see what happens tonight for the NBA draft. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Tigers scored 17 runs yesterday. 17. And
with no home runs.
With no home runs. They were out-homered 7-0 in the ballgame and still won. How long did that game take, by the way?
4:03.
4:03. My goodness. It took 2 hours and change for the Mudheads to make it four innings last night. A lot of high-scoring games in the Tigers organization. 4:03. That's actually not too bad considering the amount of runs scored. That could have been a whole hell of a lot worse. But an eight-run fourth, they put three on in the sixth, four in the ninth, two in the second. Like, it was a hell of an effort there by the Tigers. And good
team ever to get out-homered by seven and win.
Yeah, that's an Elias Sports Bureau stat right there, if I've ever heard one. Pretty crazy. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton says Michael Thomas's surgery should have happened before June. He's not very pleased that Michael Thomas did not have ankle surgery until June. Thought he declined to elaborate on why the procedure was delayed. Thomas, who's been plagued by injury throughout all of last season, is expected to miss some time to start this season as well. So, yeah, if you are the Saints, yeah, that's your number one receiver. Of course, you're going to be upset. Aaron Rodgers says he mulled retirement, wants more say with Green Bay Packers decision-making and personnel. And I'll tell you why that's actually – the points that he made were actually good. You know, you read the headline, you're like, well. And it's like, no, what he's saying, what he said during his presser was good. Dallas Cowboys
quarterback – the vacation. The Green Bay isn't a vacation destination. People come here to play with me.
I mean –
just straight up said it.
Y'all ever hear someone say, I'm going to go vacation in Green Bay?
Yeah, Joe Kim Rogers. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott left practice early with a muscle strain in his right shoulder. Will be cautious and smart about it. Oh, no. Injury bug already for Dak. They went and spent all that money on that unproven quarterback. Oh, you hate to see it. L.A. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford says he feels like a rookie again with his new team. It's all so brand new, he said. And isn't that exciting? Walking around trying to learn everybody's name and who does what and all kinds of stuff. So you're just trying to perform at a high level in that atmosphere. It's a challenge, but I'm loving it. Huh? How about Matthew?
There's a whole lot of Fs on that team.
I mean, that video is hilarious.
Anthony, you said that in a way more happier tone than Matthew Stafford has ever spoken any words.
Well, he
got to do it super monotone.
No. This is him wearing his backpack to his first day of school. He's at his new school. It's his first day, and he's very excited. I got to figure out who does what, and, you know, I'm just trying to play at a high level. You know, he's very excited to get back to school. Arizona Cardinals put J.J. Watt on the pup list with a sore hamstring. That's not good. A lot of soft tissue issues across the league for whatever reason. Receiver Kelvin Benjamin, critical of the New York Giants head coach Joe Judge after his release. Everyone's critical of the New York Giants head coach Joe Judge. New Orleans Pelicans gathering information after Jackson Hayes was arrested in L.A. after an altercation with police. You gotta be careful out there, youngsters. Don't mess around like that. In the Big 12, alleging that ESPN is trying to destabilize the league. And that the ESPN, the network, actually said those claims have no merit. So it will be interesting to see how the Big 12, who has an agreement with not only Fox but ESPN, ESPN obviously owning the SEC network. They love them some SEC football. You know, they have the mouth of the South, Powell Feinbaum, on their television sets. So it'll be interesting to see how that one kind of shakes out as well. We'll step aside when we return. Tigers put up 17 runs and didn't score a single home run, but still got a W. Cade Cunningham Day in Detroit, Lions training camp, and all that and much more here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. That's less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So if you want to get away for a quick 18 at Tullymore or St. Ives, or maybe stay overnight or spend a couple of days at Tullymore, you can book your golf and packages right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. You can experience a Michigan masterpiece when it comes to golf and the entire resort, from accommodations, dining, meetings, weddings, events. Maybe you want to live, whether it's on the weekend or full time at Tullymore. They have the ability to build a home to your needs, and they have a ton of real estate property. All you have to do is go to TullymoreGolf.com. You can book that golf or stay and play package and check out the residential living and more, and also even shop online. Everything you need at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Himself an RBI triple.
Wow.
See if he gets a cookie through the 2-0. Sharply past the third baseman, Ostidio, into the left field corner. One run is home. Here comes Derek Hill. Robbie Grossman is being waved home. He scores. That is a three-run double for Eric Haas, and that's the cushion you were looking for.
It has come up so clutch here on this series in Minnesota, but all year long. I don't know, Shep. We're just running out of things to say about the kid.
Eric Haas having a hell of a season thus far. And final score of last night's game, 17-14 between Detroit and Minnesota. No, it was not the Lions against the Vikings. It was the Tigers and the Twinkies. And it was the Tigers were up, what, 10-0 at the end of the after the top of the fourth? Before Minnesota would throw a six spot on the board, they'd add three more in the sixth with the Tigers, and then four more in the ninth.
I mean, it was 10-0, and then it seemed like it was, I think it was 10-6, and it was like, this one's over. And then it was 13-12, and it was like, how did this happen? It just kind of snuck up because, you know, it's not like the Twins were, you know, hitting the Tigers to death. They were just hitting the ball into the seats. It seemed like at least one an inning for four or five straight innings.
Minnesota became the fourth team since 1901, if you remember that season, 1901, horse and buggy still around, to hit seven homers in a nine-inning game and lose. The first since the White Sox on June 25th of 2016 against Toronto. So the first time the Tigers have ever had this happen, been out homered 7-0 and come back and got a victory there. So that's pretty cool. Tigers posting their highest run total of the season, won their second straight game, assuring themselves at least a 500 finish for the month of July. Since going 8-19 in April, Detroit is nearing its third consecutive winning month. That's pretty impressive, considering where this team has been, and they still have some time left here with the Minnesota Twins. They've got a makeup game on August 30th, and then they'll play them late September, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. But right now, Minnesota leading the season series 8-7. But as Dana mentioned, it felt like, okay, this game's out of control. Let's take a knee, wind the clock, keep it moving. Yada yada yada, and then all of a sudden it's like boom, the game is tied, or not tied, but it's a one run game. The Nationals and Phillies were postponed after a COVID-19 outbreak. I think the Nationals had like 12 games so far, or 12 games, 12 guys that have tested positive. 45 games have been postponed because of COVID-19 in 2020. Still waiting to hear what the NFL's response is going to be. From their initial, if we can't get it rescheduled, you forfeit the game because you had the COVID. To see if they're going to backtrack on that at all after what happened with Frank Reich. But it has hit baseball. Baseball's got with the ability to schedule the doubleheader, they've been able to work a lot more around the COVID issues. But, I think it's interesting, and I like to bring this up because we have more people in stadiums now and, back to normal, right, air quotes, all that. Do you think they could walk that back and be like, no, we're going to go back to like 50% capacity?
It's Nobody's possible.
Really talked about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a lot of money to be losing.
Especially since all teams were just like, let's go. 100% all in. Like, especially the way they've been selling season tickets.
I mean, if that's what you're putting the onus on, is like, hey, we sold season tickets, so now we can't walk it back. We have to do it. Then, I mean, we should have been max capacity last year, right?
Right.
If it's all about that dollar.
Yeah, and I think I said this probably a year ago, maybe before you were on the show. I was like, it's hard for these government people to try to take steps back. You kind of had one shot to do it right, and none of us did it right. So it's hard to keep taking steps back instead of trying to look forward.
Yeah, it's it's interesting because it is. I mean, it's happening. Like, it's hitting different teams. It's hitting different guys. It's hitting people that have been vaccinated. It's it's around. It's out there. It hasn't gone away. So it is. I find this very, very interesting. All of this, just to see how it's all going to play out, because that break. Breakout, if you will, between the Washington Nationals clubhouse. God, I hope they're all asymptomatic. That much is for sure, because if they got what I got, this stinks. It stinks. There's no other way to put it. Tigers win 17-14. Outbreak of offense. That was just about it for the Tigers. Dan's cousin, Eric Haas, continues to be
fantastic. Not my cousin.
Oh, no, he's not your cousin. Oh, sorry.
Just from the neighborhood.
I mean, cousin sounds nice.
It's awesome. We got Eric Haas from Westland. Then we got Jordan Oosterle from Dearborn Heights. He must be a Southender. He went to Divine Child, but he's only a year younger than me. So presumably, if he would have lived in my neighborhood, I would have known who he was. So he must be from the other side of town, but still awesome that he's signing with the Red Wings. So a couple of hometown guys. Hopefully, Jordan, I don't know if Oosterle is going to, he's a D-man. I don't know if he's going to go out there and score 20 goals next year. But Eric Haas has been lighting the world on fire for the Tigers. I just can't even put it into words. Like, again, I met the kid once, but just like the pride I have for this kid is just, I can't even describe it. It's
How
weird.
How old is he?
I think he's 27, 28. So he's my brother's age.
We're gonna have to get Cousin Eric on the show.
Oh yeah. Well,
can we refer to him as Cousin
Eric? Sure, we can do that. Yeah, I mean, I can. I don't know if the Tigers would be cool with it, but I would. I could actually contact him, but I would feel bad. I would go through the Tigers.
All right, yeah. Let's go through the regular channels and see if he's got time for 10, 15, 20 minutes. Cousin Eric joining the show. That'd be awesome. The Tigers, they return back home for four against the Baltimore Orioles. Mize, Skubal, Manning, Alexander are your scheduled starters. We'll have to see what Mize can give this club tonight at 7:10. And then, the weekend, 7:10, 7:10, 6:10, 1:10, four different start times. Dan, are you working any of the four games?
Wait, four different start times? Isn't it 7, 7, 6? Oh, yeah. I mean, there's three different start
three
times.
Three different right? start times, right. 4 days. I'm
sorry. I am working, I think.
No wonder you were nervous when I said four different start
times. I know. I think Saturday's game is a special event. I'm not positive what it is, but the 6 o'clock is on purpose for something.
Okay. I like an early start for a special event. I just don't like fireworks. Right? Just don't like fireworks. I don't like fireworks in my neighborhood. I hate them after baseball games because people forget when you launch fireworks, somebody's got to go out there in the field and clean all that stuff up. Nobody ever thinks about that. The poor interns out there just, picking up all the trash. Second time in Tigers history in which all nine starters had one hit and one run scored. They did that back on April 23rd of 2000.
Oh, yes. It's the Saturday's the Negro Leagues game. That's what
it is. Okay. So they're going to have the specialty unis out, right?
No. I don't. The Orioles may be wearing theirs, but I guess there was a supply issue, and there will be no Stars uniforms.
Really?
Yes.
They must be ordering them from China.
But they do. You do get a fedora if you show up.
Really?
Yep.
All right. So that's on Saturday at 6:10. We'll step aside when we return. We'll get into a little bit of this Aaron Rodgers stuff. It's pretty. Pretty impressive. We got a text coming in, too, about 1901 when Michigan football is winning national championships without splitting it and dominating the college game. That's got to be from Freddie. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 Synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more. Coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network on this Thursday, the 29th day of July 2021. Time flies and you're having fun. It's been a long week, though. This has been a tough one. We welcome you back. You can text us on the text line. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. And Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Don says, speedy recovery, bro. I was sick for 48 hours after the first Moderna shot, and then I was good. That's a positive. That is a positive. Let's see, 24, 36. At 10 o'clock today, I'll be at, what did I say? 24, 48, I'll be at 72 hours. So Dan said he allegedly had heard that 3 days is as long as it goes. I don't know if I believe that. I think he's just making stuff up. But
I mean, that's what people say. Like, the majority, it runs its course in 3 days. But I don't know. You're pretty down right now.
I mean, this thing ain't even run its course. It's not even running. It's just there. Like, if I could tell you how cold my legs are right now. Like, dude, I'm freezing right now. Freezing. I've had goosebumps for three straight days. Three straight days. I'm like, what is going on here with this crap? I just saw a little bit of the three on three Gus Macker Olympic ball. The shot clock and the stanchion. That's pretty cool. Team USA was a winner. We had some ladies drinking at the podium. That's always fun. Get a big bottle of champagne out and enjoy yourself a little bit. So that's cool. One guy who's looking forward to popping some champagne, but I mean, let's be honest. Everything was there in the NFC Championship game this past year. Everything was there for the taking for Green Bay after what, three consecutive drives with interceptions thrown by Tom Brady, and Tampa Bay's defense answered the call. Aaron Rodgers couldn't get it done, but Aaron Rodgers finally decided to break the silence. He hasn't said much about anything. And you know what? After listening to him yesterday, do I still think he's a drama queen? Yeah, kind of, sort of. But I do understand what he was trying to accomplish when he says, you know, get things done behind closed doors. Like, not to talk about all this in the media. Like, I don't know who leaked this, but it wasn't me or my representation. We did not leak anything. Here's a part of Aaron Rodgers' press conference from yesterday.
And I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations that directly affected my job. I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high-character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Goode, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. Many of them who weren't offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved. And then it kind of progressed from there into a commitment for the 2021 season and beyond. That really wasn't given at any time. So for me, I had to assess the situation. Not necessarily wanting to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season, which I think you can understand. And then the other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents, which has never happened in my career. You know, I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency, Athletes First, has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer up my services as a recruiter, you know. And I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't you know, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here.
I mean, that's one of the all-time great quotes right there. But I do, I understand what he's saying. And he would go on. This is a 32-minute press conference. So, I mean, we could play the whole thing, but I'll summarize. But just so, like, I like that part because you got to hear some of the names. Our friend TJ Lang on that list, Charles Woodson on that list. He went on to talk about how, okay, well, 70% Charles Woodson is still a really good football player and still better than most and what he can provide. And he talked about, you know, a lot of times there are certain elements within the locker room that you need to have from a leadership standpoint, veterans that can show the young guys how to go about their business, how to be professionals. Guys like Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson, and how to groom whomever is going to be, you know, coming up next. And he did say, you know, they, you know, Jordy Nelson, you know, they weren't going to give him $9 million. You know, he was going to have to take a pay cut, but he was okay with that, taking a pay cut. And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, you're making like $37-38 million a year. Like, you can't tell the team, like, yeah, go pay Jordy three and I'll give him six. Like, come on, man. I mean, how much money do you actually
I do? Think Jordy Nelson, I mean, at the time, I don't, you know, that was a while ago.
It does feel like forever ago, doesn't it?
Didn't he kind of, like, wanted to go out on his own and prove that he was a star without Aaron Rodgers? I feel like that was kind of a story, and he, like, went to Oakland to, like, be the guy to take them to the next level, and then Derek Carr stunk.
Yeah, I don't know if he was anti Rodgers, if the beef was there, or if he was mad.
Oh, I'm not saying a beef. I'm just saying he wanted to go out and, like,
yeah,
you know, say, hey, I'm a good player.
Yeah, I can still do this. Like, I can still play at a high level. I can still, you know, I could still be a team's number one. Did you see any of the video of Aaron Rodgers throwing passes at camp? Boy, he looked funny. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he looked like he was joking around.
No, but day one saw no-look Patrick Mahomes pass.
Really?
Yep.
He no-looked it.
He no-looked.
Where was he looking at? Or to?
Somewhere.
He's looking. Who did he throw the pass to?
Tyreek Hill in double coverage.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, that tis the time for this sort of news to take over the headlines. Look, I get what Aaron Rodgers is saying. I get why he'd be a little bit upset. If you are somebody who, you know, your agency has a bunch of, you know, high picks, and, you know, you can work to recruit maybe some top-notch free agents. Now, let's not act like his cupboards are bare. With Jones in the backfield and Adams on the outside, like, you've got two of the best at their position. Like, you're not the Lions out there running around with second-year DeAndre Swift and, you know, a whole bunch of whatever on the perimeter. Like, that's just not the case. So, like, the woe is me, oh, I need more weapons, Aaron Rodgers. Like, that guy can chill out. But I do understand what he is saying and what he was trying to convey about his time there in Green Bay and about what he is looking for as far as being the quarterback of the franchise. Like, I would definitely want my franchise quarterback, if he is my franchise quarterback, for instance, the Tom Brady's of the world. I'm not talking about a guy we're going to start for a few games. I'm not going to ask Jameis Winston what he thinks about anything. In fact, he wouldn't even be on my team, but that's just me. But, you know, if it is a guy like Aaron Rodgers, like, yeah, is there somebody in this draft? Hey, have you worked out? Like, you know, like, yeah, I would have those conversations. I think that that's normal. And I also think that there's probably a little bit of a power struggle there with the quarterback and the GM. Gutenholz or whatever, Gutenkoots or whatever his name is. I think that there's probably a little tug of war there with Aaron Rodgers being like, hey, I'm in. Gutekunst talked before Aaron Rodgers, said, hey, he's the ultimate competitor. He's going to step on, you know, between the white lines and blah, 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 and did all that stuff. And Aaron Rodgers just aired it all out and said,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they expected that, but you got to appreciate that he told let's say a partial truth, because don't act like you didn't have a problem with the team or, you know, oh, it was, you know, just, I just wanted to be part of the decisions. No, Aaron, you, like, there were many, many reports that you wanted people fired. Like, don't act like you weren't headhunting, like, because you were. So I understand where he's coming from on the, you know, we got to treat our veterans better, you know, so we have better leadership in the locker room, but don't act like you're not at fault and you weren't a jerk at a lot of points in this process.
Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is there next year or their GM is there next year? I got to imagine Aaron Rodgers will be there, and they'll probably move on from Kutz or whatever his name is.
You think so? I mean, I guess that depends on what he does this year.
Yeah, yeah. If they're, they'll be competitive. They always are. They'll probably win the NFC North. They always do. And you know, as long as he stays healthy, yeah, I would imagine. I would hitch my wagon to Aaron Rodgers before I would at GM. Absolutely. I mean, he's still got some years left in him. You could still be competitive and still be in the conversation for a championship. So, yeah. I think it's solid. I think that's what I would do. I think I would put my money on Aaron Rodgers. It's just really nice to have some camp news back, and it was good to have him talk, because I think we needed to hear it. And I think that, you know, the fact that he brought his information. That's a breaking news bulletin. It's too early for this breaking news bulletin.
Breaking news coming in from Tokyo, Japan.
Oh boy.
Former Tiger Ian Kinsler hitting bombs for Israel.
Really?
Just hit a dinger.
Wow. Michigan Wolverines coach out there hitting bombs.
Really?
Huh?
Ian Kinsler's on the Michigan coaching staff?
Yeah, he's a staff member.
I knew Brandon Inge.
Ooh, you know, you might be right.
I was like,
yeah, I got my thin white guys mixed up. My bad.
Well, one of them's Jewish too. I mean,
and one of them was a good baseball player.
They both were. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
You don't think Brandon Inge was a good baseball player?
No.
Really?
He was a good utility player.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all-star, superstar third baseman that every Tigers fan wanted to turn him into. Guy couldn't throw to first base.
Man.
He's a better catcher. I'm a better catcher than Pudge Rodriguez. I don't know why he's starting over me.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
But he's a serviceable major leaguer.
Yeah, ask Tigers fans how they felt about him. He was a Hall of Famer in their book.
Well, I mean, it was a tumultuous time in Tigers history there from 02 to 05. When he, you know, when it was Omar Infante, Eric Munson, Shane Halter, Chris Shelton was around, that was all they had. That's all we had.
Hey, you got to make the most out of what you got. Right?
And sometimes you're trying to spin a bologna sandwich into filet mignon. I don't know.
And you know what? Some people really enjoy bologna. It doesn't have to be filet. It doesn't have to be. It could just be bologna.
It's fine that it's a bologna sandwich. Nothing's wrong with a bologna sandwich. Just don't put it on my plate and say it's Kobe beef.
Which is by far the most overrated stuff. Like, oh, the A5 Wagyu. Like, yeah, okay. Like, you can be as much of a food snob as you want. I don't give a damn if the cow's massaged or not. Put the bolt in its head and let's get to eating. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you think I care? You honestly think I care if somebody's like, oh, it's Wagyu? Like, I don't care. I really don't. It's all you're doing is overpaying. Plain and simple. Plain and simple is all you're doing. USDA Primer Choice. That's all you need. All that other stuff's for the birds. They're just getting you to spend a ridiculous amount of money on a regular steak. That's all. So Aaron Rodgers coming out talking. I appreciate his honesty. I appreciate the candidness there. I appreciate the ability to, you know, just try to tell us, give us a little bit of insight. Said he went and vacationed a little bit, which was good. And, you know, he was able to, you know, step aside. They actually thought about retiring for a little bit, which, I mean, yeah, sure. If you don't want to play anymore, you don't want to play anymore. Like that's that. Like, that's fine. They have your replacement allegedly anyways. They decided to use their early pick 4 in the draft. So, you know, you don't know that organization anything. You gave them everything you had. You probably could have had more success had they invested in more weapons throughout recent drafts, but you know they decided not to, and you know it is what it is. It is what it is. They've got a good defense. They've got good weapons. If you weren't going to play, you weren't going to play. But he said the fire still burns, so Aaron Rodgers will be back. And if
can we the Scotty MJ pick? He really said that they didn't do it on purpose. Can you believe that? What? No. Are you kidding me, Aaron?
No, I can't believe that at all. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Of course they did that on purpose. By the way, have you seen the Serena Williams Subway commercial, her and Steph Curry?
No, but I just saw a preview for a movie that's coming out about them growing up, and Will Smith is playing their father.
Ooh, the Williams sisters?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the movie's called King Richard.
Well, let me King Richard?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that his name, the father?
Richard Williams.
All right. Well, let me tell you, Boo Boo looking great in that Subway commercial. I'll just tell you that much right now. That makes me want to go have a Subway sub. That's good marketing on their part. They knew who they were targeting, this guy. All right, when we return in hour number two, we'll hop into a little bit. We got some text messages coming in, too. We'll hop in a little bit behind these rumors as ESPN behind the Big 12 disaster. Lions camp, day number one. Everyone in really good spirits, and it seems to be a little bit contagious and a little bit different than the last couple of years. NBA draft as well. Kudo to Aaron Rodgers for speaking up. If a star player here in town spoke up and stopped Wayne Fonts from gutting the mid-90s teams, this team may have won more, but our star decided to retire instead. I'm not saying Barry was wrong for retiring, but it's refreshing to see the star speak up unlike any Lion ever did. And Rodgers won. That comes from Freddie. Yeah, I mean, what if after like week one and Matthew Stafford was like, yeah, our head coach has no idea what he's doing. Like, what do you think would have happened with under Matt Patricia? He's like, yeah, I'm telling you right now, this isn't going to work. I'm going to go out there and play and I'm going to do the best that I can. And we're going to try our hardest, but I'm telling you right now, this guy does not know what he's doing. He's in over his head. This was a horrible hire. What if he would have said that? Could have saved him a lot of grief.
That's literally no. I mean, nobody would ever say that. Aaron Rodgers didn't say that. He said that he actually likes Matt LaFleur and that he's happy that he's there.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that Matthew Stafford did not like Matt Patricia and was not happy that he was there. Just speak up about it. Like, hey, if you're unhappy, at least, you know, and if you are unhappy, I think from a fan's perspective, it's nice to know that you're unhappy. I'd rather know that you're unhappy than wonder why, like, you know, you have a bad attitude every game and it looks like you don't care. You know what I mean? So for me, like, yeah, just be open and honest about it and we can move forward from there. We'll step aside. Hour number two of X's and Bros is coming up next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the huge radio network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all all the benefits of washing as often as you like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the huge radio network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the huge radio network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's R-U-U-D.com. You can rely on Rood.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.